Welcome to Coming Attractions on. Come on. It's still good. I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Co-SG. Up next, Co-SG is going franchise. That's right. We're opening our flagship family restaurant, Predators. Mm. It's not what you think.
I forgot about that.
Maybe it is. But to coincide with our new venture, we're also going to watch the movie Predators.
Yeah.
When is the last time you guys have watched the movie Predator? 2010.
I have not seen
it. No, I waited till it came out, you know, and like after theoretical release. So 2011.
Okay. Probably. That's the last time you don't watch it? You watched it once.
I watched it one time.
Ryan, what's your excuse for not having seen Predators?
I don't have a good one.
Yeah. You need to explain yourself. There has to be a reason.
I didn't see it. People told me
it was a taken situation.
Never got back to it. I don't know what was going on in 2010. What month did it come out? I could probably come up with something that I was doing. I don't know. I just didn't get to it. I may watch it and say, you know what? I did see it.
Okay.
July.
You are going to watch it because it's what the next movie is. That's what we do here.
You know, sometimes I watch movies, as we know, and I'm like, oh, yes, I did see this. But don't think I saw this part of the franchise. I hadn't seen the last one either. Whatever the last one is. Predator? No.
The last one was Prey.
No, okay, I saw Prey. What was the one right before Prey?
That was The Predator.
That one I did not see either.
You did not miss a lot.
Right. But Predators, you believe is good?
I know it.
You know it.
I know it.
You know this to be true.
That's what he brings to the table. Movies he thinks are good, right?
Look, sometimes you throw, you're down in the fourth quarter, yep, and you just rear back and you throw a pass to the end zone.
Gotta throw the funny one every once in a while.
This time, I think we got a big lead. I'm in victory formation. I'm about to take a knee because I've seen Predator.
All right. I don't remember getting a whole lot of good publicity or good reviews, but can't always trust those. So
it has Adrian Brody as an action star, Ryan.
Yeah, okay.
Lawrence Fishburne, we love him.
Yeah, sounds good so far.
Walton Goggins, Topher Grace.
Hey, all good.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah, I'm with it.
And others. It's a huge cast. All right. I don't have it in front of me. All right. So I convinced you.
Yeah, I'm ready. Before you convince me, just, you know,
well,
it's a Predator franchise movie, so I'll watch it good or bad and hate on it or not hate on it. I mean, it's just the way it goes.
Have you watched the Alien vs. Predators? Or have you only watched Predator 1, 2, and Prey?
Well, I watched one of the Alien versus Predators. I don't remember which one. I think
we saw one in theaters together.
Yeah, I did see one in theaters, so it was probably with you.
Was there a Mayan temple?
Sounds familiar. It was not very good, from what I remember.
No, it was not.
Did not leave impressed.
Well, that's your last before Prey.
The female lead in Aliens versus Predator? Is it a female lead?
There is. You want me to know her name off the top of my head?
It's an actress I really liked and was hopeful that it would be, but I could be wrong. Wasn't it?
I mean,
matter. I'm derailing, but I thought
it's fun to derail.
But anyway,
our producer's hard at work, I'm sure, looking up that action.
Oh yes, So how do you say her name? You got to pronounce
it. Latham. I've heard it both ways.
Is that Love and Basketball? Isn't that her name? Isn't she? Wasn't she? Was that her? Or am I confusing someone? Jonon Latham.
Latham. Yeah, that's what I said. I've heard it both ways. But I would, if I saw her, I'd be like, oh, she's the Alien vs. Predator.
You know, lady to you. Yeah. How many do they make?
Two. They made AAVP Requiem, which is it goes back to rated R. So I have it a little higher in my AVP rankings.
Okay.
Because PG-13 is always a mistake for these movies. You need the blood and the gore. You need the little triangle three dots. You need to see the back of the head explode.
Sure.
You say you don't?
I mean, I don't know if you're going to lose that much when the back of the head doesn't come out.
No, like if you're watching the original Predator, the Schwarzenegger one, and it was a TV cut where all the gore is gone, you know, he was skinned alive, but you don't see the dude skinned alive. It doesn't mean as much.
You'd get it. You'd fill in the blank.
No, it's so much better.
I mean, your own imagination could be worse, you know, better. I mean, you know, in some cases.
When he throws a knife through the guy, he says, stick around.
Yeah.
You want to see it go through the guy so you get the joke. If you don't see the knife go into him and he's stuck on the wall, it means nothing that he said stick around. It's just weird at that point.
I'm with you.
All right. This movie is free on Max. So everybody go check it out on HBO. Let's go watch this movie.
Free on Max. That's what you're saying.
If you're already paying for Max, it's free. Yes.
Obviously, everybody should be. If you're not, go out and subscribe to Max.
Yeah, I mean, True Blood. Like, you got that shit in my head. True Detective season.
That's coming out. That's
coming out.
I think you got it. You got to check that out.
You don't need to plug for W. Do you get bonuses, like family bonuses for plugging?
You know.
Hey, True Blood is on Max.
If you don't reach out to her, she can probably get you a code for some discount on Max with commercials still if you want it. She had them for a while to give away. Yeah, it was
commercial.
With commercials.
What about the premium? Like a premium code.
You got to pay for that. But
well, is it a code if I have to pay for? Like, I want a discount.
You still pay for the one minor commercials. You can pay less. You get like a year rate or something like that. She had some discounts when it was dropping, changing. I don't know if they're still good. They probably still are. If you know her, reach out, text her. You know. But everyone should just buy it full. But yeah, even if my wife's company hadn't bought HBO, I would trail you everybody to subscribe for a new True Detective season coming out because I'm in the bag for that. You can't.
Have you gone and done a rewatch?
I watched season one again. I have not watched season two and three, which I should. But
I need to watch season three. I've never seen it. I keep meaning to watch it.
So you go in order. It's 1-3-2. But from what I'm hearing of the front, it's going to be 1-4-1-4-3-2 is what it's going to be because they're saying this one looks really good. But again, until I see it, I can't trust what critics are blindly saying. But it's supposedly strong.
Is it better than Reacher? I don't know.
Yes. I don't.
Ryan, how dare you?
We'll beat season one. I mean, it's going to take a lot to beat that masterpiece that was True Detective season one. But yeah, they're all Reacher.
Yeah. How dare you? Don't take easy shots at Reacher. But go subscribe to HBO. And then you can go watch this movie. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where if it bleeds, you can kill it. One studio has learned that if it makes money, you can franchise it. Starring Adrian Bro Got Jacked and one ugly motherfucker. In part 3 of the Randy Orton Apex Predator saga, Predator $. It comes from out of nowhere.